I'm gonna be able to hear like stuff in the background. Yeah.
All right, well, just talk to us.
Okay, what do you want to talk about?
Not about going to the shore, but anything else.
No, I'm talking about anything about going to the shore. Yeah. Wait till after all this. Okay, like, what I was basically telling Joe is that you know whenever you have a good idea because, like, somebody else rushes in immediately and takes over. And Joe said, yeah. And I said, well, Joe, what did I say?
You said, if you die, that I was to remember that you said that you know you really have a good idea if other people all of a sudden decide to take over and continue it with the idea.
Yeah, so I think that's pretty much the, I guess if I could have anything remembered that I said, I want that remembered, or I want everybody to remember a telephone number of somebody I really hate and call and really bother that person a lot.
What? Can I have your record collection?
Yeah, sure. What would you like to be remembered by, Joe?
I would like to be remembered by all the joy I brought into the hearts of
But Joe, you caused
millions of 14-year-olds.
I was gonna say, Joe, you caused a lot of pain and suffering. You didn't bring any joy to anybody.
Well, I would like to be remembered for this.
Hundreds of suicides and unwanted pregnancies and some devil worship, drug abuse.
Let's just keep it at that.
Yeah, I think so. Geez, I don't know how long is that song? Not least causing problems. No, they're in there.
Oh, they're going to sing.
Oh, they're hitting the pause button. See, now I'm all confused because I never planned to have this part. It was supposed to sound like Public Image Limited. And now those other people come in and decided it would sound like Trouble Funk and that they throw the Ron Ants in and everything. And it's just, it's...
Yeah, the making of a dance song. This dance song that we're recording here was written in the studio in a half hour. Is that true, Mr. Anonymous?
It's kind of true. I kind of came up with the idea. Yes and no.
Well, Mr. Anonymous, what do you think of the dance hit craze of that's sweeping the nation, like the go-go music and the pause button on all that? Mr. Anonymous.
Yes?
Have you ever imagined a form of torture in which you would be strapped into a chair and then your eyelids would be strapped open?
Like the guy in Clockwork Orange.
Yeah, like the guy in Clockwork Orange, so that you couldn't close your eyes. And then someone would take a lead pencil with a very dull point.
Like poke out?
Yeah, and poke out your left eye and very slowly put the pencil into your eye and
dig it out.
Dig out your eye with it and then take your eye out of its socket and all that. And then in your eye socket, they'd put like live worms and dirt.
Excuse me, I couldn't help overhearing, but would you be conscious while this was happening?
Oh, of course.
Of course, of course.
I'm sorry.
It's a form of torture, for goodness sake.
I won't bother again.
Okay. Well,
Then you put dirt and twigs and worms. Live worms and stuff. You just let the mud in there until it hardened.
You're asking if I've ever imagined.
Have you ever imagined a form of torture such as that?
Well, yes and no.
I see. Mr. Dean Clean, are the rumors true that you do everything for fun?
Well, yes and no.
I see.
So, let's talk about Warren Budweiser. Oh, shit. Oh, I didn't go down in. Let's talk about Warren Budweiser for a few minutes. Okay, Budweiser is like, it's like can beers and stuff. All right, so you get in a can or a bottle or whatever, and this is true of all beers, but even more true, well, Budweiser seems to start. What I'm trying to say here is that you start drinking, okay, and you get to this backwash in the bottom, but with Budweiser, it seems to get like more backwash that's bad, whereas most beers get down like, you know, one or two sips of bad backwash, but Budweiser, my God, there's almost like 1/8 of the can here. It's bad backwash.
King of backwash.
And you feel, you feel like obligated to drink that. You know, I don't mean you feel obligated to drink my backwash, mind you, but do you feel obligated to drink my backwash?
Well, yes and no.
Yeah, well, see, and that's what I'm getting into here, is the fact that they have this like 1/8 of a, right now my hands are 1/8 of a can.
Did you know that I couldn't help overhearing again. Did you know that backwash is really just your own saliva?
That's right,
I kind of knew that, but I kind of didn't know that.
Well, it's one of those things that you know, but you don't want to think about it, you know?
Yeah, I know what
it's
you
like,
mean.
It's like you know what, wait, let's see if there's any women in here before I say this. Okay, there aren't. There aren't any women here, and that's why I say this. Well, you know what that juice in the female genital is. You know what that consists of. But you don't want to think of, but you don't want to think about it.
I know what you mean.
Wait, do you know what I mean?
Well, yes and no.
Okay. Well, then do you understand that so you don't want to think about that, and that's the same way I feel about backwash. You know, I know.
Excuse me, I couldn't help overhearing. Is that anything like mouthwash?
No, backwash. No, well, people argue with backwash.
Yes,
you wouldn't get out in public too often. But the thing is, like what I have here, this eighth of a can of backwash, is probably more dangerous than all the nuclear weapons in North America. And that's what I feel, because if you bombed a town or something, if you threatened to bomb a town, you know, if you threatened to blow up a city, they may or may not give you money. But if I threatened to put this backwash into the New York City water supply, my God, they'd meet my ransom demands, I'm pretty sure. Well, I guess yes or no, you know, I don't know.
I was on
pause for a second. Oh, no, Dan took our picture. Oh, no, I'm talking into it.
Pictures.
Picture pages.
So, are you finding it, easy to adapt to the lifestyle of a famous wealthy person?
Well, basically, because it wasn't much different from my lifestyle before. I've never had to work a day in my life, and I don't plan on starting now.
Thank you very much.
Well, I guess yes and no.